Title: Simple Harmony for Intros for Jungle Beginner. All right, let's build a proper jungle intro using Simple Harmony. And when I say simple, I mean simple on purpose. Jungle intros don't need a huge chord progression. They need vibe, tension, and space, so when the break and bass arrive, it feels like the floor drops out. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable 16 to 32 bar intro template, a soft pad doing slow chord movement, a dusty key stab doing little rhythmic punctuations, and an atmosphere layer that glues everything together. Then we'll automate a few key things so the intro evolves instead of looping. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'll aim at 165. Choose a minor key that fits bass music. F minor is a classic, G minor is also perfect. Then, in Ableton, turn on the metronome, and when you're editing MIDI, enable scale mode and set it to your key. That's going to help you stay in key as a beginner. Now create your tracks. One MIDI track called PAD. One MIDI track called Keys or Stab. One audio track called Atmos or Noise. And optionally, one MIDI track called SUB Hold Note for later. We might not use it right now, but it's nice to have. Now the harmony. This is the whole concept. Your job in a jungle intro is usually not more chords. It's harmonic function. You want to feel home, then feel away, then return or hover. If your intro clearly feels like it has a home base and then a slight shift, you've already won. So we'll pick one of three super reliable ideas. Option A is the easiest. A two-chord minor loop. In F minor, that's F minor to D flat major. F minor is F, a flat, C, D flat is D flat, F, a flat. Already, notice what's happening. Those chords share notes. That shared note quality is a huge part of why it loops nicely without feeling like look at my chord progression. Option B is a pedal note. You hold one bass note, like F, and change notes above it. That's hypnotic and very jungle. Option C is I to Roman 7. In F minor, that's F minor to E flat major. Dark, rolling, old school. For this beginner build, choose option A. F minor to D flat. Two chords. No guilt. That's the point. Before we even pick instruments, here's a coach trick. Write voicings first, then decide the sound. A good voicing will work on a pad, keys, even filtered noise. So if you ever feel stuck, put a plain piano sound on temporarily just to hear what the notes are doing clearly. Now step 2. Build the pad. On your PAD track, load Ableton's Waveitable. Start simple. Use a sine or basic shape style waveform. Keep oscillator 2 off, or very low, because we want clean and soft, not a huge super saw festival. Put a low pass filter on it. LP24 is great. Start the cutoff around 700 Hz and keep the drive subtle, like 2-5%. We're going for warmth, not distortion. Now the envelope. Pads should breathe. Set a tack somewhere between 200 and 800 milliseconds, so it fades in instead of clicking. Set a long decay, 2-5 seconds. Sustain slightly down, like -6 to -12 dB. Release long as well, 2-6 seconds, so chords tail off smoothly. Now write the MIDI. Create a 4-bar clip. Put your two chords in as whole notes or half notes. Keep it slow. Jungle intros love space. And here's a big move that makes your drop hit harder later. Don't always play the root in the pad. So instead of always playing F, a flat, C for F minor, try a voicing that implies the chord without shouting the root. For example, for F minor you might play a flat and C. Maybe add G for an add 9 color, but keep it spread out. Then for D flat, you might play F and a flat. Maybe add B flat to make it a D flat 6 sound. That idea, leaving the root out, is a classic production trick. You're basically reserving the root for the bass later. The drop feels bigger because it's introducing weight that wasn't in the intro. Another voicing trick, keep one anchor tone across both chords. For F minor to D flat, a flat is a perfect anchor. Keep a flat on top for both chords, and move the other notes underneath. That one constant note makes the loop feel hypnotic, like it's circling a feeling instead of changing scenes. Now add effects to the pad, stock only. First EQ 8. High pass the pad at around 100 to 200 Hz. Pads should not compete with your future sub and bass. If it feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400, then chorus ensemble. Put it in ensemble mode, around 20 to 40%. This gives width and motion without needing more notes. Then hybrid reverb. Hall or shimmer works, but be careful with shimmer because it can get bright fast. Set decay around 4 to 10 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, wet around 15 to 30%. Then put an auto filter after that, because we'll automate it for movement. And here's the mindset. You're not adding complexity by adding chords. You're adding complexity by evolving texture over time. Step 3. Add keys or stabs. On keys slash stab, load electric or a sampler piano if you have one. Electric is perfect for that slightly dusty, mellow feel. Darken it a little with a filter so it doesn't sound too clean. Now, use the same two chords, but instead of holding them, you're going to stab them in rhythm. A super reliable rhythm is one short hit on beat 2 and another short hit on the end of 3. Keep note lengths short, like an eighth or even a 16th-ish feel, and don't quantize it perfectly. Either nudge it slightly late or use a little groove. Jungle breathes when things sit a hair behind the grid. Also, think register separation. Pad is mid-high and wide. Stabs are more mid-range. Atmos is high and wide. Sublator is low and mono. That separation makes simple harmony sound expensive and intentional. Effects chain for stabs. Add saturator first. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Optional soft clip on if it needs firmness. Then EQ 8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. If you need presence, a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz can help it speak. Optional redux for grit. Keep it gentle, maybe 10 to 12 bits, and just a tiny downsample. You want sampled vibe, not total destruction. Then a shorter reverb than the pad, 1 to 2.5 seconds decay, wet 10 to 20%. We want stabs to feel like they're in a space, but still punch. Extra trick, if you want it to feel like old jungle without needing samples, after you like the stab sound, resample a few hits to audio and re-trigger them. Audio just reads differently. It immediately feels more real and less like a clean MIDI instrument. Step 4. Atmosphere layer, the glue. On Atmos slash noise, you can use a vinyl recording, tape hiss, rain, crowd noise, any field recording. If you don't have samples, you can make synthetic air. Quick stock method, create a MIDI track with analog. Turn the oscillators down, turn the noise up, low pass it to taste. Then add auto filter and try band pass sometimes. Band pass Atmos can sound very jungle haze, like it's coming through an old system. Add hybrid reverb big and washy. Then utility to control width and level. You can widen it to maybe 120 to 160%, but don't overdo it. The key is, it should sit behind everything. If you can clearly hear your noise layer as a main element, it's probably too loud. One mixing coach note, if your Atmos is fighting your stabs, dip the Atmos around 2 to 4 kHz with EQ. That's the stab presence zone. Step 5. Automation, the intro magic. This is where a two-chord loop becomes a real intro. First, automate the pad filter opening. On the pad's auto filter, start cutoff around 300 to 600 Hz and over 16 or 32 bars. Open it up to maybe 2 to 6 kHz. You're basically opening the curtain. Second, do a reverb swell before the drop. In the last two bars, increase the reverb wet on the pad or keys by 5 to 10%. Then at the drop, snap it back down instantly. That contrast is impact. If you want a really clean pro-style version of that, put your reverb on a return track, automate the send up in the last bar or two, and then hard cut the return right on the drop using a gate or by automating utility gain down. That creates a vacuum effect, huge space, then suddenly dry and punchy when the drums land. Third, do slow fades. Fade your Atmos in over 8 to 16 bars. Keep your intro levels conservative. The whole point is that it's holding back. Optional sound design upgrade, instead of automating 10 different knobs, map one macro to small movements. Map macro 1 to pad filter cutoff, reverb wet, and chorus amount, all with tiny ranges. Then automate that one macro over the whole intro. It sounds cohesive because one motion controls the whole mood. Step 6. Arrange your intro. Here's a reliable 32-bar structure you can reuse forever. Bars 1 to 8. Atmos only, then bring the pad in quietly. Keep the pad filter fairly closed. Bars 9 to 16. Bring the pad up a bit and start opening the filter. Add occasional keys stabs. Don't overplay them. We're teasing rhythm, not doing a chord piano solo. Bars 17 to 24. Add a drum tease, like a hat loop or shuffled percussion, but low level. You can increase tension by making stabs a little more frequent, or adding a tiny top note line that's still in key. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop zone. Do a pullback. Remove something briefly, like cut the stabs for a bar or thin the pad. Then do your reverb swell, maybe an optional one bar stop or tape pause style moment, and then drop. A really effective handoff trick is to reduce harmonic clarity in the last four bars. Go from a fuller pad voicing down to two notes, then down to just your anchor tone, so the harmony kind of dissolves. Then when the drop hits and the bass arrives with a root and weight, it feels like the world snaps into focus. Step 7. quick mix checks, high pass pads at least 100 to 200 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the drop to feel strong. Do a mono check, put utility on your master temporarily, set width to 0 and listen. Does your pad vanish? If it disappears, you went too wide too early or the sound is relying on phase, you can keep the pad closer to 100% width before reverb, and keep the super wide stuff mostly in the reverb and Atmos. And keep headroom. While writing, aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dB. You're building an intro, not mastering right now. Common mistakes to avoid as you work. 1. Too many chords. 2. Chords with movement is already the sound. 2. Pads fighting the bass range. You'll regret it later. 3. Everything drenched in reverb. Big space is great, but if everything is huge, nothing is huge. 4. No automation. Static equals loop. Automation equals intro. 5. Overvoicing. If it feels confusing, reduce each chord to 2 notes, a shell voicing, then add notes back only if you actually need them. Now a quick mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Set key to G minor. Write a 4-bar loop with G minor to E flat. Make the pad hold long chords. Make the keys do short offbeat stabs. Automate the pad filter from 500 Hz to 4K Hz over 16 bars. Arrange 16 bars. First 8 is pad plus Atmos, second 8 add keys and a tiny hat loop. Bounce a quick preview and listen at low volume. If the mood works quietly, it'll slam loud. And that's the core philosophy. Simple harmony plus evolving texture. Pad gives space. Stabs give rhythm. Atmos gives glue. Automation makes it feel like it's going somewhere. If you tell me your BPM and whether you want uplifting atmospheric or dark roller, I can suggest a specific 2-chord set and a few exact voicings with note lists that keep the intro moody, but leave the drop completely uncluttered.